This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. And then usually I say some other stuff here, but we're recording without Marissa. So I'm Ian Carmel, and it's Sean and David, and we're the people doing it. And Marissa, please fly back from Bolivia soon. We miss you so much. Roll that theme music. To another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that's been on a commercial shoot all day. All day.
What was it for?
WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, dude.
Oh, for Cordese?
For Cordese.
I was just watching Impeachment, and they got all this like slim fast Weight Watcher shit because they're like dating the piece, you know? Completely forgot about Weight Watchers.
Oh, it's big.
Oh, huge. I don't know if it's like propaganda for me writing these commercials and it just seeping into my head, but like, seems like a pretty good program if you follow it. But that's the thing with any program, right?
With any diet.
It's the thing with the program, specifically. Place at the table.
If we ever do words that make us sound smart again, I think propaganda makes me sound smart when I use it. I don't use it a lot.
Same.
Yep. It definitely.
I say propaganda, dude.
It's like when I see a pretty girl walk by, I give her a propaganda.
That was good. That was good. I wanted to fake like I didn't like it, but
it was. Can I say something? It was good, and I still didn't like it, and that's on me.
Yeah. It's because I objectified a woman.
That's not about you.
There wasn't a good way. I could have said like if I see a dank set of stairs or something and made it non-sexual. I apologize.
I think that's basically what you said.
David's a feminist.
I scummed.
So that's old. That's. What it comes a dank set of stairs does sound like 1920s slang for hot legs.
Look at the gams on that dank set
that
of stairs.
That brat's got a hot set of stairs.
And I'm stoked on it, see?
If I hit the numbers, I'll take her to Thule Town.
Dude.
I'm going to the third floor, you understand what I'm saying here? The third floor. Ah. Men's hats and accessories, you understand?
Laura made me a poster for my birthday that is a it was a Fast and Furious theme, and she got quite, it's funny because you can tell who's phone numbers she has of my friends.
Yeah.
has she seen the Fast and the Furious?
Oh, she's seen like one of them, I think. And I was so can I explain my birthday to you? It was really fun.
We would love to hear about you.
You can't explain your birthday to these people who love you.
We all understand birthdays, by the way. You don't have to really get in depth.
I won't. I was born
40 years ago.
Year of our Lord, 1981, October the 28th. October the 28th. So she got up. My presents were Fast and Furious. So the first thing she got me was like a week and a half ago.
First thing she got you was some of your jackrabbit sex. Come on.
Oh, dude. You guys were having sex.
You have sex with your wife.
It's a hand job with the right hand, a hand job with the left hand, dude. Fast and Furious.
Yuck, yuck.
She got me a drift ride along. So I Tokyo drifted.
I saw. That was amazing.
It was fucking terrifying.
That was crazy.
Terrifying.
I'm surprised you went for it.
I am too, now that you're a father.
Here's what I told her I was like, you know how unsafe that was and how safe she is. There's no way she would have done it. If she would have seen what they were doing, she'd be like, no,
it's
I don't want to do
Sean.
This.
It's pretty much Sean. Now it was just your birthday. I got to get your back on this.
So I drifted and then. We went to a smash room. That was the furious part. Not a room where you have sex.
they fucked in a shed.
if you don't think I was laughing every time I heard smash room, it's written right there. It says like, welcome to the smash room. And I'm like, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. They have to call it a smash room. And the girl working was like 20. So I'm like, she knows what smash means to these kids. It's, you can't.
Every girl you've dated has heard "Welcome to the Smash Room," right?
Yeah.
It's like welcome to Jam Rock.
There's a Joker poster.
Well, that my doorway was the mouth of the Joker in college. That was like my door, the Joker mouth.
I saw, what did you break at the Smash Room? I've always been intrigued by those things.
Everything. They have everything. There were VHS tapes, candles, beer bottles, wine glasses. They had a room in the back.
See, now, when you say everything, those were not the things I would think of initially.
Well, they have a room in the back that's got like fax machines, computers.
Italians.
Jam boxes.
Yeah. The most dangerous Smash Room. Yeah.
How much for the Italian?
There was a man shrouded in darkness. All you could see was the butt on his cigar. And he was like, would you like to enter the most dangerous Smash Room?
Yeah.
And you get back there and it's just a bunch of fucking Italians, dude.
And then they have what looked to be a bookcase, secret room. You open it, Joker.
Twisted.
You could try to smash the Joker.
Twisted.
Yeah,
I bet you would try to smash the Joker, dude. All those posters.
You want to hear some shit that I forgot about till just now? There were two rooms. One of the rooms had a huge painting of the Joker and Harley Quinn in it. No shit. And they didn't let us go in. I'm just remembering this. I looked over and I was like, that's the Joker in that room.
Why is the Joker so popular?
I had to text you.
Supreme just did a run of Joker stuff.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I've always thought that Sean was being ironic. I didn't realize it till the Portland show when he had the shirt where I was like, wait, you really like the Joker?
Sean is being ironic, right?
I am being ironic. I made the shirt to throw out at the show.
I don't know about it.
And I don't remember doing it, but I didn't have it in the morning, so.
And you just happened to find yourself at a room with a gigantic Joker mural?
Yeah, it feels like the lady doth protest.
I've never been in a room with a Joker mural in it.
No, me either.
It's astonishing.
That's how I know I gotta go home. I'm like, oh, damn, it's 4 a.m. already? I gotta get out of here.
I can't believe that these kids think the Joker's cool, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, my birthday was dank. I did 40 tricks on my birthday, which was tight. And then that was it.
40 tricks or 40 tricks?
40 tricks. I did not drink any 40s.
You might be doing some 40 tricks thus coming Saturday.
I will. I sure will. Yeah. Adam sent me a picture of all of us. We were sitting on the couch. It was me, Scooch the Dooch, and Adam sitting on the couch, and we all had 40s, and we look like we think we're so hard. It's so funny. I'm throwing up the blood, like this thing. It's just...
Can I, for the record, say, I know a lot of people do that in pictures. I don't think that's ever been considered actually throwing up the blood.
No real blood spells their hands.
I think it might be like something that somebody figured out. I don't know if that's... Yeah.
Bloods don't really do that.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think they would find the finger acrobatics frivolous.
But dexterous.
Oh,
frivolous,
man.
But dexterous. I mean, it's the best any of us can hope for.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, he invented pinstripes.
Frivolous Von Dexterous? Stop saying picks, dude.
Yeah, come on, man. We gotta get into it.
I do have a show.
Well, tell us a little more about your birthday. It was the big 4-0. I mean, I'm flying up next weekend.
I'm flying up the weekend after that.
So we're going to be wining and dining you 2 weekends in a row.
I'm going to be pining and brining you.
Here you go.
I'm going to be slamming and hamming you, actually.
To nobody's surprise, I'll be very serious for a second. Most of my day yesterday was reflection on where I'm at as opposed to where I thought I would be when I was 40. I stepped back all day and I just sat and thought about how lucky I am. How amazing the two of you are, how amazing my daughter is and Laura, and how lucky I am to get to do what I do, that I can still skate, that I'm healthy within reason, and I have a car, I bought a house. I mean, I don't even know. It's crazy.
And while you were doing that, how many times did the boob site pop in? not like prominent, but just like make like a flash.
I opened up Facebook while I was chilling here. And before you two got on, and the first thing that popped up on my algorithm, Snowflake gets
dark nipples.
It goes anti-vaxxer Snowflake gets knocked out. That was the first
dark
thing.
Dark nipples.
And I watched the whole thing, and he got knocked the fuck out. It was tight.
So also, you spent your... Sorry, go ahead, David.
No, I was just going to say, I'm not going to be shamed. There's a whole dark nipple community on the internet.
Well, you said you like it like a Tootsie Roll in a dinner plate. That's the nipple you
prefer. I've said a lot of things on here I don't want you to keep talking about.
I was a dark nipple man for a while, and then my preferences sort of opened up a little bit more, but there was, no, I had not, a period.
It's all, they're all good.
Yeah, they're all great.
You know what I used to think was appealing was, in my mind, this is, I was very young, but I was like, I didn't like nipples that much, so I thought a nippleless boob was the way to go when I was younger.
That is,
what?
40, it 40 sounds years old, it's, you continue to surprise me.
It sounds
like a
insane.
Mannequin boob? Like you would have preferred a boob with no nipple on it, just a perfectly...
When I was like 12, yeah.
That's like going to a dance party with no dance floor.
You didn't. That's you knew insane. That wasn't. You knew that such a thing didn't exist. You were pining for the lost city of gold.
I was. I was looking for Atlantis, man. And I, you know.
Wow.
I brought it up the other day to Laura because I was like, I remembered that I thought that I knew that about myself. And I've obviously forgotten that, but I was like, oh man, what a crazy world I was living in.
You want the chowder without the clams?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just keep on spooling mysteries, dude. You
think, I know, man.
You think you know a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent your birthday reflecting on how beautiful your life is for the first part of it.
Yeah.
And then I would say, so that's probably the first 60%. The second 40% was thinking about that line. I guess that's why they call it window pane.
That was 35%. And then the last 5% was pure concentrated power of will.
Yeah, you got to get there. You got to get there. No, I mean, you're going to get to 100.
You're 40 now. You're 40 now.
I didn't drive yesterday. I army crawled everywhere. Concentrated power of will.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, man.
So you're 40. The birthday celebrations continue and are continuing for the next few weeks.
Yeah, dude.
We'll report back on that. I'm growing my mustache back. That's part of your birthday present.
I think I'm going to do it too. I think I'm going to do the Movember thing just for fun. I've never done it. I think I'm going to do it.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that way.
Me either.
I think I'm going to do it. I heard it on the Entourage podcast, and which I'm glued to.
It's crazy that they have a podcast about a show that's over. Although Gilmore Guys did that, right? Gilmore Guys was okay.
Anyway.
But Gilmore Guys wasn't the Gilmore Girls. The Entourage podcast
is Entourage. Except all they do
that,
now is
that,
be like...
That bums me out way more.
Yeah. All they do, I swear, they just sit there and talk about how it's okay to still be a little homophobic. It is crazy.
No, we can still say it.
A lot of it is that, and I'm like, are you serious? But then the rest, they talk.
Those words are funny.
They talk about the episodes, and I'm like, it's interesting. But anyway.
It's got to be a complicated legacy to have that be the main thing you've done with your life.
Well, I joke. They're very honest about like how it is. They understand that like it would be different now, and rightfully so. They don't like stick up for it. Anyway.
Having said that, do they say that a lot in the podcast?
Yes. They do. Having it was a different time comes up a lot.
Having said so you're doing stand up comedy here pretty soon. You have a show coming up?
November 18th, Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Kyle Kinane, and then the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd with Kyle Kinane in Lincoln, Iowa City, Madison, and Chicago, where we'll probably die.
Ooh.
I've never been to Chicago with Kyle.
Wow. Chicago with Kinane?
Yeah.
Shy with Kai?
Yeah.
Get out of here,
he
bro.
Even he even texted. He's like, Chicago gets pretty crazy. I bet it does.
Who was it? Sam T. My man Sam Talent go buy his book, Running the Light. He just told me he opened for Kyle for like 3-4 dates. He said the hour is still incredible.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Come see him in Sioux Falls.
I told him I was glad I have a stand-up to still look up to.
Yeah.
That's the place to see him.
Because some of these older ones are letting us down.
It is a vanishing list for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
They sure are. They're getting...
Maybe you shouldn't be Rick James, bitch, forever.
Getting a little too into their cigarettes.
Yeah. A lot of guys feeling real important about themselves.
Yeah.
Now, just to post-date this, that was Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. That's where you can find it on my Instagram.
True story.
David Bory is also here. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I got you all in check. I just bought a new dresser because I bought a little Amazon dresser. My shit was too small. And because it was too small, I was accumulating more laundry because I wasn't putting it in it. So I got a new one to put it in. Also, Portland, I'm going to be there November 14th. And I think we could sell this bitch out.
I feel like you could. Where are you performing?
At Helium.
Oh, for God's sake. That's
Helium,
a sellout.
November 14th.
I imagine I'll get away from the kid for a night.
Your boy doing some shit you've never seen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on new that shit. New shit. What am I talking about? Therapy. Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Karate.
Yes.
Really?
All kinds of shit. Yeah.
And that's one joke.
That's one joke.
Listener.
That's one premise.
That's one joke, dude.
Wait till you see the other three. It takes a long time to get through.
Cool Gone Joke 77 on Instagram, by the way.
But yeah, come see me in Portland November 14th. Other than that, continue to watch Wowie TV, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. Listen to All Fantasy Everything, and keep your head up. You know, watch television next year. Maybe you'll see me somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Might be popping up. I'm Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Blue Bikes, the New Orleans bicycle app.
They got their own bike
Look at
app?
You, health nuts. You got bikes in New Orleans, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We rode our bikes all over the place. That's they got little sick. Electric bikes, dude. You have to. Have we been on here since I came back from New Orleans?
We have not. We haven't talked about it at all.
We haven't?
That is a cream-based city.
Put it on my tombstone.
It's a cream-based city. We had a great fucking time. I don't think we have talked about it on here.
No, we've only talked about it in text.
It was fucking amazing. The food was fantastic. Preservation Hall it lives up to it. I saw some jazz. I'm not like a crazy jazz person, but it was such a good fucking time. I love that city. It's remains outside of Portland my favorite American city.
Jazz is like soccer to me, though. You get me in the stadium, I'm gonna have a good time.
Uh-huh. I had a good ass time. This dude was putting all sorts of different stuff on the end of his trumpet, and like,
oh, I love it when they put stuff on the end of the trump.
Stuff I'd never seen before. One of them, you know, he had the wah wah like the trumpet, but then he put another thing on there that made it go. Like this, I can't even replicate. But like,
I was in the Tenderloin one time on the street. I seen a dude put a bugle in that shit.
In a trumpet?
Oh yeah.
Fuck off, man. That's fucking trumpet people are out here doing different stuff.
I love it. They got the lips for it.
I played the trumpet in fifth grade. What's up?
I played the trumpet in fourth grade. First time I ever got a D- on a test.
I played the fool in sixth grade, dude. Most of seventh.
Everybody does it. Everybody does it sometimes.
I played the ponies after my first divorce.
Yeah, you did.
Sean, if you want to, we could go play the ponies tomorrow, bro.
I used to bartend at the horse track, dude. Who are you talking to?
Oh, man, I got a system, baby.
Do you have I went to Santa Anita the other day for the first time, and I got to say, I get it.
It is so...
it's fun. It's fun.
It's so fun, and I know people are going to be mad, but, like, man, I like it.
It can be low stakes. You don't have to go bet a college fund. You can bet $20 if you want. It's fun.
And it's also, like, because you do that shit where you're like, I met a girl named Jessica... $500, not that $5, but you know.
When I was bartending, there was a guy. You know, you're not supposed to overserve. The bartender overserved this guy fiercely. This is an old, grizzled, gnarly horse track guy, so it's hard to overserve him. But he stood up and he ate shit, and he sat back. He got back up in his chair, and we're like, "All right, cool." So just let him chill. And then we see the bartender serving him more, and it was so crazy. And then he got up and ate shit again, all over some lady's table. It was wild.
Maybe he had dropsy.
Popped into my head. It was crazy.
I saw a guy eat shit at the horse track too. At the valet stand, getting into his car, ate shit backwards out of it, and then got back in and drove away. And I was like,
just gets into trouble.
I'm going to give it a minute. I'm going to give it one American minute here.
Yeah.
Some people say that the horse track is like cruel to the horses, but that's why I like it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they also eat chicken and beef.
Yeah, dude. Those horses are eating beef. They're eating chicken. So it's like a dog eat dog world out here.
They're like prize fighters. They eat whatever they want, and then they get in the ring, and it's fucking.
Plus, in the wild, a horse would try to kill me. So, like, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean?
I'm saying.
Like,
also, I think if this goes good, if this podcast keeps going the way it's been going, I say we all go in on a horse.
We should get a horse,
a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
MC Hammer's had 10. You're telling me we can't figure out how to get one?
We're not a tenth of MC Hammer between the three of us. That's
true. We're 1/10. We're 10% Hammer for sure.
90% concentrated power and will, but 10% hammer.
10% right. Hammer time.
What would the horse be named? I can't think of it.
No, we can't even do it yet.
I can't.
I don't want to commit to it right now because I think this could happen.
We could call it Winnie Cooper.
We could call it Winnie Cooper.
Yeah.
Jay Hoover?
Yeah, Winnie Cooper. Daddy's whole hog? What about that?
Daddy's whole hog. What are you? What?
Why? So some guy's riding Daddy's whole hog? Is that your logic?
I don't want my horse to be a dick. Yeah. I want him to be taken seriously at the Preakness in the Kentucky Derby.
This is the only horse to do the Preakness and Freaknik. That's our goal with this horse.
They're going to bring back Freaknik for Daddy's Whole Hog?
I've just always wanted to be up in like a white linen suit, smoking a thin cigarette, telling a recently divorcee, that's my horse.
Which horse did you bet on? I bet on mine.
I bet on my horse.
And then I go, always bet on black.
Yeah.
And I finish my bourbon and throw it on the ground.
I gotta imagine you wearing a hat in this scenario.
Yeah, of course. Don't say picks. Don't say picks.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let him
watch
know.
The Late Late Show with James Corden. If you see a Weight Watchers commercial and you like it, that was me. keep your eye on CBS for another show that I might be in.
Ooh.
Vague. Oh, watch Sex Unzipped on Netflix. I'm on this show with Saweetie, and there's a puppet version of me. And I'm talking boners, boobs, and butts, dude. Sex.
That's all I ever wanted you to do on Netflix.
Yeah, me and Saweetie and a couple other funny people. But it's mostly me and Saweetie.
Do you have to say suck? Can we just say Sweetie?
I'd like to say Sweetie, but it's spelled Saweetie, and I'm not
sure.
But I thought when you
addressed her, did you say like, hey, Sweetie, how do you like this LaCroix? I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Sweetie and I were never in the same room at the same time, and that was made very clear to me up front.
That's in her writer. That's not a you thing. You don't feel bad about that.
I always had our racehorse with us, so I was never going to be like in a situation where I couldn't have our horse.
Listen, I opened for Babyface once, didn't even get to smell him. That's just how it goes, bro.
That's which sucks, dude. Because I'm not worried about seeing Babyface, but I would love to know what that man smells like.
I want to know what the essence is.
Rare. Rare tonics and potions.
Oh yeah, it's rare air. It's rare air.
I opened for Huey Lewis one time, didn't get to even shake his hand.
Man, so what's the news?
Yeah, man.
Dude, you know he's got it. You know he's got big meaty paws on him because apparently he's got the big old
supposed
dick.
Supposed to have the smokinest hog in all the land.
Oh, is that it? Huey Lewis got a huge hog?
And Peter Frampton's supposed to have the skimpiest. So.
You know what's... I've heard that too. You know what's sad to me is like going forward, we're probably going to have photo proof of all the famous people's huge hogs.
Yeah, it'll be out there.
And it's not going to be mythical. Like, we're not going to get another Milton Berle.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of a bummer because if you have a huge hog, you should be sending it out. Also, if you got a fat puss, I'm not like trying to like one side it.
It's never as big as I think it's going to be. I remember everybody always talked
about. How big do you think it's going to be?
Well, everybody always talked about Ron Jeremy. And when I finally did look at it, I was like, oh, it's a, you know, it's not.
I mean, crazy.
I feel like you're positioning yourself now to act like, okay, you also have a big. I feel like that's the kind of language you put forward when you're like.
I didn't
think it looked that big.
One hondo.
That's not at all what I was saying.
That's you saying
not
I also
all.
Got a big
Bro,
dick.
Grow
That's
up.
You also saying I got a big dick.
RJ's got a smoker from way back. Don't be like that. Don't
Awful
be
man,
like that.
Big hog.
I'm about to Google it right now and prove you wrong.
It's look at it. It is not as big as it should be for all the buildup.
What do you want, a 3-footer?
Kind of. With the way people talk about it, yes. Whoever that dude Lexington Steel, that guy, that his is
okay,
huge.
Okay, I didn't want to tell you guys this, but I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm looking at a picture of Ron licking the tip of his own. You're nuts, Sean.
He's no torso, man. He's all leg. He could lick
he's
the tip.
He's licking the tip of his own shit. Is that what you do?
At like 260.
At 260. At you know how much cushion he's got for the pushing. He can still kiss the top of it. Give that man his flowers. Terrible man.
They
Terrible
were given.
Man.
Awful no. man. Awful man.
Awful guy.
But we're talking about the dick.
Yeah, anyway. We're talking about just like straight ripper. Come on, man.
Anyway, the news is Huey Lewis, big old dick.
Yeah, big hug.
How do we start talking about that again?
I don't know. I feel like we talk about dicks
David
too much.
David opened Babyface. I'm on that sex show.
I'm on that sex show on Netflix. Check it out. It's called Sex Unzipped. Please watch it.
Do you tell them how you were getting it in really frequently when you were a bachelor?
I don't know if it came up because the way they do that is they bring you to a room for like 2 hours and like ask you all sorts of questions and you just riff and talk and like, you know, they tell you what some of the questions are going to be up front. So you write jokes and whatever. And then like, and then they cut it all together.
Do you think you would have got that before you lost the weight?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. I like to think they were pretty progressive.
Because all the memories, because you've been with your girl, so all the memories you have are from before.
From before, yeah. Because I'm not going to talk about Dana on that.
No. You're a good nephew. Man.
That's
You're
private. Good man. Yeah, that's private. But Sam J's on there too. There's some funny people. Yeah, Nikki Glaser.
I believe it.
Glaser. We are gathered here today not only to talk about how Sam J and I are on a sex show together, but also and primarily to fantasy draft. My cats are up to something right now. To fantasy draft, Dana's in San Diego, and my cats. Unsupervised. They're up to something.
That means your balls are sweating, right?
My cats are... No. I'm being very literal. Eddie and Beetlejuice the cats fucking up to something.
Dude, Birdie and Betty got out to... The cats never...
That's the most dad noise I've ever heard.
They never get out. They never get out when I open the door. When someone else opens the door, they get out.
He's pointing to the room where his wife, Laura, is sleeping.
Yeah, so I'm just like... I'm like, how did they get up?
Does she listen? I don't think she listens, right?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to venture into where it feels like I'm talking shit.
Does your girlfriend listen?
Dana?
Does your fiance listen?
No, but her mom does sometimes.
I've never, anyone I've ever been involved with, the first thing I say is, don't you listen to that shit.
I Sue Carmel listens, and God bless her. I'm glad she does. A lot of my family listens. Ivan will tune in every now and then. My brother Bear, shout out to my brother Bear. The whole clan.
My mom pops in and out, but I think the more I talk to my mom because we FaceTime a lot, so the more I talk to her, the less she feels like she needs to. Yeah.
My family doesn't touch it. I had to talk Laura's. I was like, you're adults. You do what you want, but it's not for you. And I was just like, it's, you know, if you feel like it, go for it. I think Laura's Uncle Jay listens.
What up, Uncle Jay?
Now that I'm thinking about it. What's up, Jay? Anyway.
It's not the version of me I'd love for them to be the most acquainted with.
It's not like it's not anything gnarly, but I'm like, it's, you know, you're gonna hear some swear words and might talk about like a dick here and there. It's not, you know,
here and there.
That's here to there. Ron Jeremy,
you cut the dick out. We've done 36 episodes.
I wouldn't be talking about like dark nipples at Passover dinner. That's all.
No,
I'm saying.
No,
like,
no one in my family knows my propensity for dark nipples.
Tootsie Roll in a dinner plate.
Come on, man.
We're fantasy drafting clothing items and clothing articles, accessories, etc. that we can't pull off, but that we wish we could.
There's a big most stuff. Honestly,
I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it.
This was an ego check for me because, like,
me too. I looked at my closet. I'm like, yep, that's what you can pull off.
I'm like, am I pulling that off? Am I not pulling off? We're gonna talk about it.
25 years.
We're going to talk about it.
Well, I have a few things that I've tried to pull off. Well, let's get into it.
I still try some of the stuff I wear. No, I wear it, and I'm like, still not working. So was that one of them?
Both of them.
Oh, they're reading.
They're up to something.
They're reading.
They are up to something.
They're up to something. You think just because mom's not home, you guys can get up to something? I rule with an iron fist. Is she going to go poop? Is she pooping just because I'm recording? Oh, my God.
I'm about to rule with an iron piss here after we do this.
There it is.
Rock, paper, scissors?
I got to go so
bad.
The
way we determine the order of our fantasy draft is with a rollicking game of that aforementioned game, rock, paper, scissors, and we throw on shoot just between the two of you. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! El Clasico, two rocks. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Woo! David Boy wins!
All the time.
As is his want. David, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you that it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
If you're trying to get 40 tricks on your 40th birthday when you're skateboarding, you go from side to side. You start on one side, you do a crooked grind. Then you get over, you turn around on the quarter pipe, you do a 50-50, you go for a couple feet, and then you come back and you do a nollie 50-50 on the ledge. And then you turn around, you go on the quarter pipe for a couple feet, and then you come back, you do a half cab crooked grind. Then you go to the other quarter pipe and you turn around and you come back and you do a nollie 5-0.
Yeah, of course.
And then you go to the other quarter pipe, you turn around, you come back, you do a half cab crooked grind 180.
Duh.
Then you go to the other quarter pipe, you come back, you do a nollie frontside nose slide.
Been saying.
And then you go to this quarter pipe and you go back, you do a fakie nose grind. And I think those were all the ones I did on the ledge. So that sums it up, right?
Basically what it means is if you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, David, with that in mind, what will the order of today's All Fantasy Everything Fantasy draft be?
I am going Ian David Sean.
Woo! Firsties!
Hot corner.
There it is, baby. which means I am on the clock for the first pick and the clothing items we wish we could pull off, but we don't think we can. Fantasy draft, and we will get to that first pick right after this piss break.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people-pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
I guess it has ever existed. This is it. If you've heard a podcast, if you've heard recorded sound that wasn't Exhibit, it was All Fantasy Everything.
The only cereal you've ever had is Frosted Flakes, trick.
Yeah. Is that from something, or are you just fucking getting in people's heads?
No, I just said that.
Yeah, bitch.
That wasn't like an Exhibit lyric or something? You just made that up?
No, I just said it.
Nice.
I was hot from the toilet.
You should be a rapper like me.
You know, I got a post 50. This shit's about to get weird.
You should lace some tracks like I did.
That's still available, right?
Yeah, it's available. At least 3,000 people have listened to it. So
during the break, Sean and I were talking about his 40th birthday. We're going out to dinner and we might dress up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I can only imagine. We're gonna end up at a tavern of some kind.
I can only imagine that too. Dressed up though, I always like that. Like the crew that comes in and they're nice and they're dressed up because you're like, what are they doing here?
Yeah.
When they're not wildin' like dipshit bachelors, when it's like some mild mannered people that are dressed up, but they're still at like a scummy bar. It's always interesting.
Why are they at the standard?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's not like a party bus pulled up and these dipshits got out.
Hey, it doesn't have to be the standard, by the way. You can, you know what I mean? You want to go to a whiskey library or whatever the fuck else they got going on in Portland? I'm going to have a mustache, dude.
Go to a gin biblioteca.
Yeah.
It might be one of those weird, like, Big Ice Cube whiskey bars for a minute.
Yeah. You're 40, for God's sake.
It's not weird. It's 40. It's your life.
Yeah. It sure is.
Anyways.
What? I'm going to order a Dewar's.
Dewar's, any Glen.
I'm going to order a Doner's.
A Doner kebab. I'm going to order a Doner kebab later that night. David Borey.
No, it's you.
I'm on the clock.
I don't know. David Borey, I'm on the clock.
I'm on the clock, dude.
It's you, baby boy.
Meet me on the clock. It's going down. All right. Well, shit.
How do you want to open this big deal? I feel like we got a lot of the same things is what I'm curious.
I know. Okay, I am going to take... I wish I could pull off a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nobody can. I mean...
No, some people can. Some people can.
Not a lot, dude.
Some people can,
Snoop
man.
Looked awesome. I've seen Justin Bieber wearing like a Blackhawks jersey. He looked awesome.
I've seen the young kids. The young kids. You just got to have... It's like not even... It's not even that you have to have a good body. You just got to have the right body.
The right body. You got to be slender, I think.
But also hips enough to make it not drape.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to have complete have confidence in your look, too. You can't be kind of wanting to wear a hockey jersey.
You got
to
fill it out at the lats, but then let it drop at the waist.
Yeah, that's exactly what has to happen. It looks... so fucking cool on the people it looks cool on.
And everybody else looks like they can't get on a Southwest flight.
Yeah, it completely. The, like, the ceiling floor difference on a hockey jersey is fucking absurd. It's insane.
Here's a question. Yeah. If I were to go to the store and buy a hockey jersey, is it the hockey jersey that's meant to for me to fit the pads in? Or do they tailor them for ones that you purchase for, like, the general public?
I think it's like football jerseys, right? Because like Ian, as someone who also played varsity, I'm sorry,
hey,
Sean.
Hey.
Do you remember your game jerseys were long as fuck because they had to be thick in the shoulders and then you had to tuck them all the way in? So like I remember for football at least, our game jerseys went to like my thighs.
Yeah, fellow varsity starter David Vorey.
I still had a long fucking jersey. It just didn't have any stains on it. I still had the jersey. It was just clean.
As a player on varsity, I did notice that the jersey was a little bit longer than a practice jersey, for instance. It did.
Exactly.
It did go longer under the pants.
My practice jersey showed my belly button.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine too. It was sexy. I'll say it.
I was a sexy teen. I'll say it.
Sexy boys playing sexy football. Varsity starting on it. Sean, what was your jersey like? You said it was long as well.
I think they just maybe gave him a tattered rag.
My jersey was clean. I don't even think I had a number. We just had like school colors.
Oh, senior year, I had blood on my number. It made me feel so cool. I had blood on my number. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you never washed that out.
No.
I also loved fucking my helmet up, which in retrospect, not great.
Did you guys get the stickers for like, we got stickers for sacks.
For sacks?
Yeah. That you would like, put all over your shit.
We never got them.
I've said it before.
You guys didn't have pancake stickers?
No stickers.
Oh, man.
I had plenty of pancakes in high school, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you wanted the stickers.
Yeah.
I brought this up before, but in city football before high school, we had ringers. And you guys didn't have those, right? They were like the kids that weighed over like... whatever X amount of weight for their age.
Oh, is that like Pop Warner? I didn't fuck with Pop Warner. I was too fat.
Yeah.
They had ringers, and I always thought it was a shitty thing.
Pop Warner didn't fuck with fat kids.
They did not.
I'm saying that because they made them wear rings on their helmet. Well, and it was such a shitty thing.
Pop Warner was like triple patch, double patch, no patch or some shit like that.
We went, it was like, yeah.
What positions you could play?
We couldn't touch I could never touch the ball until high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Which was silly because that law wasn't for 300-pound linemen. That was for, like, I guess if some kid happened to be 240 somehow in, like, sixth grade. I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
I wasn't big like a freak as a kid.
They also, the first year I played it, I had to play with eighth graders in fifth grade because I was so big. So they made me swing up to eighth grade. And I'm like, this is safe?
I remember that because it was like youth, midget. Midget was a class. I'm not being that. And then I also had to play up. But that's how you got good, right? That's how I learned to like trap block and shit. So I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, true.
Anyways.
Football.
Yeah.
Anyway, hockey jerseys.
Hockey jerseys.
It is. I just sold out Madison Square Garden at the height of it. At the bottom to this person is being escorted out of Comic-Con and we all know why.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I never even stepped. I have a hockey jersey upstairs. I never even stepped to it.
I never try it.
It's a tough look. You look like you're wearing your dad's clothes. You know what I mean? Like if you wear it wrong.
My dad stepped to it.
If you're skinny, you can put like a hoodie underneath it.
Yeah.
But if you're fat, you look like it's the only shirt that you have for going out.
The hoodie underneath makes the whole thing almost, it's almost cheating to
me. Love a hoodie underneath anything.
Anything, it looks good.
I just got this polo jacket that I love. I put a hoodie underneath it. I look cool as shit.
It looks fucking awesome.
Because it's like I'm formal enough to wear a jacket, but I put a hoodie under it, so I like to party.
Yeah, he's fucking cool. You don't know where he's going after this, and you don't know where he came right before it.
100%.
You don't know where he's fucking coming from, except it was somewhere you probably can't get into.
Also, can I say, and I wanted to say this at the top, let's not do this thing where we pick stuff and then all try to trick each other into that we could wear that thing.
Yes, yes.
Let's not do that. This isn't going to be like
I'll be honest if I think you can, but like, let's not do that.
I
have a couple things that I think you're going to, but this is personal stuff. And I've felt this way for years about the things I'm going to say.
I'll be honest with you.
I know you will.
I'm going to tell you if I think it's dumb.
That yellow hoodie out of my face.
You just don't have the skin for it.
No, it's a skin tone thing.
I can rock a yellow hoodie amazing, but that's not the point. That's not the point.
You'd look great making your first pick as well, which you have right now.
My first pick, I am going with a motherfucking scarf.
That's what I was going to pick. I've always wanted to be a scarf guy, and I cannot do it.
Your man ain't got the neck for it.
Yeah,
no. You got to have it, because you got to like wrap it and then have some shit coming up.
You do the loop thing. I've had people show me how to do the cool scarf tie, and I'm still... You do the loop thing, tuck it in so it's like a collar almost, and I'm like, I look like a fucking idiot.
I'm stocky like at the bottom of some broccoli. Like, I ain't got it. It ain't for me. But like a nice scarf, and it's just like, I just ain't got it. I don't got enough neck. I just don't got enough neck. But like, you see it sometimes, and you're like, damn, all right. Like when they have it over the front, flipped over, tucked in the jacket?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
My man got it tucked in the jacket?
Ooh. Where's that thing end?
That's clean. It's clean.
It goes on and on. I love that look.
Sometimes it goes out the bottom of the jacket, but you don't even feel bad about it.
You know what you could do with a scarf? And I'm not trying to talk you out of it, but anyone, is you can do the over-the-shoulder where it's laying flat, but you also have to have a long jacket for
but
that.
But I want to wrap it around, Ian.
Yeah,
I want to wrap it around.
I rock a scarf. I love a scarf.
I ain't got it.
Sue Carmel made me a scarf, and it looks beautiful. She made it years ago.
I believe it.
Heather made me a scarf. I cannot. I just look like an absolute.
Well, now you can't because she's a devil.
Who?
Oh, I thought you said Nicole. Never mind.
No. That name, never since I got some strongly worded emails, that name does not come up on this show anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't rock a scarf. Scarf is my first pick.
Sean, you could wear a scarf if you dressed it right, I think.
I've tried. I have a scarf. I've tried. I feel a lot of this is, for me, I need to feel like I look cool. And I only feel like I look cool in like five things.
Me too. Five things dictated by high school, though.
Mine too. All of it.
I went out the other day, and I was wearing an outfit, and I thought about it, and I was like, congratulations. You're the guy you thought looked cool in high school. Fix it. Like, I was wearing, like...
What was the outfit?
I was wearing Jordan 5s, light-colored jeans, a gray Carhartt hoodie with the word Carhartt down the side, then, like, a fitted... And I was like, okay, cool. You finally look like Lloyd Banks. Get your shit straight. You know what I mean? Like, bro, grow up. This isn't what we're doing. I'm working on it. You guys know. I'd be trying.
Yeah, it can't happen all at once.
No,
it happens all at once, it's not natural. You got to let the pieces trickle in.
Rome was built in 2 days.
Yeah, it's 2 days, maybe three. 2 days, one night.
Four tops.
Scarf. Scarfing it up. I love a scarf. I can't wait to wear some scarves this winter.
It's about to be cold.
Sean, you might see me in a scarf next weekend, dude. You won't.
I hope so, man. I bet you look amazing.
You won't, but you might.
You won't, but you might. That's all I'm saying. Sean Jordan, time for your first pick.
I'm going back to the jersey camp, a basketball jersey with just a basketball jersey with nothing under it.
Oh, I had that. Yeah.
Oh, with nothing under it? Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
Nobody looks cool with it. Jamel. Jamel is the only person that looks cool with a t-shirt under a basketball jersey.
There are some dudes. There are
some people.
There's some dudes. Nah. But also, you got to have, you know what it is? You got to have a strong arm game.
Yes.
You have to have.
Well, you don't, because Sean, you know him. He looks amazing in a basketball jersey, and he does not have a strong arm game.
You got to have beef, or you got to have nothing.
Yeah.
You have string beans.
Yeah. That's it.
That's the thing.
You got to have a ribeye, or you got to have a Caesar salad, my man.
Yeah, dude. There's no in between. You can't have a baseball steak in there. You can't have a chicken breast, dude. You definitely can't have a fucking bingo wing.
We had a skate park in Vermilion when I went to college, and it was only like me and Adam would go there every day, and Nick, and I'd wear this jersey, this Bearcats jersey that my buddy Dix won in a Mountain Dew
That's
lid
a cool
contest.
Jersey too.
Yeah, it is. But I'd wear it all the time, and I realized I only felt comfortable because it was two of my best friends in the whole world. Anytime I tried to wear it out in public, I felt like an absolute jamoke, and to this day.
I have a Raptors jersey that I was even wearing it a couple weeks ago. I was wearing it in the crib around this girl, and she didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But you said it all for her. Just thinking like, what?
Yeah, she didn't say anything. So then I went to 7-Eleven, and I was in the 7-Eleven. I was like, this woman did not tell me.
You're getting all mad at her, and she's I didn't say anything. You go, yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
that's part of the problem.
You're
not honest.
I know you didn't say anything.
Ian gave me a Dame jersey, a proper Dame jersey, and I've worn it by myself, and I still am like, I look like an asshole.
Well, you know what else is good with a hoodie under it? A basketball jersey.
Yeah.
That's a great look.
It's like cheating, I swear to God. But yes, that definitely works. If you're at like the Moda Center or something, that's the move.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to be the person that can just wear a jersey, not look like an asshole, but look cool. Okay in the jersey.
I wore both a Rasheed and a Greg Oden on our Summer Breeze tour.
I mean, you handed me a Bonzi Wells one time.
Yeah.
Which was insane that you had it at your house.
Somebody gave me a Bonzi Wells jersey. I didn't go buy that. It just appeared out of the earth. I forget who gave it to me.
That's the only way to happen. But yeah, basketball jersey. I feel you, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it's never.
You also have a two-tone arm because you skate. So you have like a, you couldn't do it because you have a farmer's tan.
It's all whack. Part of it, it's like red and blotchy too. And I still get like shoulder zits, all this stuff. It's like.
What about at a music festival? Can we think of some scenarios where you would wear a basketball jersey, nothing underneath
it? Oh, like a tribal basketball jersey?
Maybe. If it was like.
Would you.
Blazing hot out.
Would you wear a twisted is the motherfucking shit basketball jersey? Also, Ian, I see the cuts in the arm.
I'm still filling out a suit that's too big.
They can't see it. I see it, and I like it.
Yeah, I'm throwing the guns out. Not even for Patreon content. This is just for
No.
This is just for us.
That's just for the boys.
Yeah, basketball jersey's hard to fucking pull off. And what else is hard to pull off, Sean? You have a second pick.
Next one, I got to pick cargo pants.
I saw you tweeting about this.
I'm close,
think they're kind of coming back, Loki.
They're back. They're fully back. But I'm like, I know I almost did it. I almost was like, it's your fucking birthday. Buy some cargo pants.
I cannot do it. It fucks with your silhouette in a strange way.
I used to wear cargo pants all the time.
I don't think anyone
is
surprised about that.
I looked amazing, but now I would just look like I'm trying. A big part of it, too, is I'd look like I was trying too hard. But I want to wear them. I think it would look so dope. But
I just love, I love a lot of storage. That's what I get. I always got mad at cargo shorts because it's like, dog, I like to have some shit.
Yeah.
Ian used to have
jokes about
that. I
got some Pop-Tarts in there. What do you know?
I kept stuff in there. It's a
perfect. I got Plan B and a pregnancy test in there.
I got Plan B on one side, and I got a fucking McDouble on the other. I'm ready for whichever way this night goes.
Yeah, this night, we could do anything, baby.
The main road or the shortcut. They're both right there.
I'm hacking my own stand-up here, but that pocket on the side of a cargo short was the perfect size for a good bread sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Like a good, like a $5 loaf of bread at a grocery store.
Yeah, like a Dave's Killer Bread sandwich.
Fit like God intended it.
Sometimes, can I say this? And this is, I think, and this is going to be bad. This is going to be a hot take. I think because girls' pockets are so shitty, girls' pants and whatnot, their pockets are so shitty. Sometimes they get mad that I can have a ham and cheese, a Nextel, and a fucking tall can, and we could still hang out. I think you're right. I think women maybe get mad about the storage that we get.
The whole fucking anti-cargo shorts movement was completely a jealousy-based movement.
And it has nothing to do with dudes. It is
unfair. Look at what's cool for women right now. Like yoga pants, fuck that. There's no pockets.
No, I'm not going to say that.
I'm just saying it's not fair.
No, big I'm not.
Absolutely isn't fair.
Yeah, I'm not.
We go on a walk and Laura's got to like hold all of her shit.
I'm not with you.
I think they should wear.
I love you so much, but
I think they should have to wear mechanic suits. There's a lot of pockets there.
I am against anything that maybe would make ladies not wear.
Yeah, we're not going to use our platform for that.
I'm not going to do it.
Anyway, cargo pants. I want to pull them off. I'm probably going to get a pair, honestly, and it's not going to work, but I'm probably going
to
do it.
You had a dad. You're not even trying to get no more. Do it.
Get some, dude.
I might. I really think I might.
Maybe I'll take you out to get some this weekend.
Hey, man. I can't say no.
Cargo pants. I can never wear them. I just know that about myself.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm picturing both of you in cargo pants.
Ian doesn't have it no more. I got a body where people are looking for me to do some shit. They're looking for me to do some shit, and I can't give it to them.
Yeah.
I can't give it to them. You know what I'm saying?
People look at chubby dudes with clothing the way you look at, like, a dude who's about to do a backflip.
And I give it to him a lot. Don't get me wrong. I go get haircuts in the basketball shorts. I understand I'm who you want to see.
Yeah.
But like on a Friday night, nah, I ain't giving it to you. I can't give it to you.
You're not going to wear cargo pants to the wedding?
I can't give it to you.
This just, I can't do it. My legs are too short and too big to wear cargo pants.
Yep. It's tough. I mean, I used to look fly as shit in high school. I swear I did. But I don't think it's the same now.
You swear.
Because I'm not
in
high school. I'm 40.
You are 40.
I remember. Can I just tell you guys? I was thinking about my outfit the first day of senior year. And I was like, I don't think I'd ever look cooler than that. And I don't think anybody will ever know.
What was it? Do you remember?
It was Air Force. It was white. It was
a hoodie with no undershirt, zip down.
No, junior year. Excuse
sleeveless
me.
Sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah.
It was a sleeveless hoodie. It was Spark, Nike Spark tights with
an
no pants.
LL Cool J chain.
Seven Livestrong bracelets.
You had a wig.
I had a Bon Jovi wig. I was wearing those Jerry Scott Adidas with the wings.
I'm not going to tell you guys what it is because I'll probably wear it for my next special, but, you know.
Oh, man. What a beautiful moment of, like, securitiousness.
Oh, you don't think I'm going to buy an Avirex? I'm rich now.
I think you're going to buy an Avirex.
Yeah. What's the next pick? Get out of here.
Oh, it's yours.
Right? Oh, yeah. Okay. So next pick. Oh, you know what? And I've tried this and it didn't work. Earrings.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to be able to pull off earrings. I know I'd look like a joker.
Earrings, man. I tried it once.
Did you have the Lawrence Taylor?
Bro, I'm so gnarly. I had my man, and this is like a terrible. It was the first. I don't want to be awful. It was the first time I ever sold an 8-ball.
That's all right.
Not that I was doing that for a long time. But then I sold an 8-ball, I had some money, and then I had my man pierce my ears that night.
Wow.
And
it sounds like you didn't have any money.
I did after I sold that 8-ball. and then I had my man pierce my ears that night, and I woke up with two huge fake-ass Walmart rocks. Like, fake-ass, but big. And it's just, my head doesn't work like that. I don't got a head like that. You gotta have an earrings head. I don't have an earrings head, and yeah, it just doesn't like hoops. I just don't think.
When was this?
This was 2009, most likely.
That was when I moved to Portland.
Yeah, probably '09. Probably '09. But awesome. I don't have an earrings head, and also I have. And this is, I'll say it, we're coming out on the podcast, I guess. I've come to the point, I'm not downing anybody, but I think diamond jewelry is stupid. I do. I think it's dumb. I think it's like...
Well, I guess I'll be taking Sean's birthday present back.
I just don't like, bro, I'm from Sierra Leone. I've seen those mines with people with no clothes on mining. I'm not for it. But the point is, yeah, earrings. I ain't got it. I got the head. Because it's also like, I'm not against people having fake jewelry. I got a fake Rolly on the mantle right now. Don't worry about where I'm
Who
at.
Who in the crew pick somebody from the family that could pull off earrings?
I think it's Sean. I think you would be probably.
Me?
Our crew or from our extended family?
I don't mean just us. I was thinking Malloy or Sharpie could pull off an earring, I think.
Toscani.
Toscani.
No way. Yeah. He'd look too much like Color Me Bad.
No, Toscani could do gold hoops, and yeah, they would go nuts over it.
He's got long hair and he's buff.
He would look like such a joker with.
No. I don't agree.
I want him to have one feather, dude.
Oh, if he did something like that, well, that
I was
would go.
Dating a girl with a feather, and I was in the club one time, and it was the worst feeling.
Dude with a feather and girl with a feather are different people.
Fair.
Yeah.
But earrings in general, I just ain't like, it's just like, I don't got
I agree with you.
I think I got a fat ass head and my ears don't stick out far. So it just like looks crazy, but I just ain't got it.
You know what I mean? I know you can take out your earrings, but if you're going to be an earring person, you got to be an earring person all day.
Yeah.
As a dude. Yeah. And like, that's a different thing, man. That's a different guy. And yeah, I think Harrison Ford has an earring and it's kind of interesting, I guess. It's interesting that he has one. Doesn't look good.
No.
Every time I see it, I'm just like, take it out. Morgan Freeman, same thing. I'm like, take him out, dog.
Deion Sanders, earring guy.
Deion's. I'm like, God. Put more in. Yeah,
Lawrence
dude.
Taylor, earring guy. You know what I mean? Like, George Michael, earring guy.
Like, so many guys, but just not me. I don't got it.
Yeah, not me. Not Sean.
I like it. I appreciate it. Fabulous. Cameron has women's earrings.
Yeah.
Sure. Big giant danglies. It's not for me.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, earrings. Right. Earrings is my
because we just got to be able to throw on like a hoodie sometimes.
And I just don't. I don't think I'm a jewelry guy in general, to be honest. I don't think I got it like that.
I like a pinky ring. I wear a pinky ring quite often.
I think I got good hands, right? Like, I think I got good hands, but I never, but either way, earrings is my earrings.
Yep.
Time for my second pick, and then my third, as it is, a serpentine draft. With my second pick, I'm going to take, now not any item made out, not any jacket made out of leather, but a capital letters leather jacket.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
That's not me. Like with straps.
I said I didn't want to do this. I see what you're saying. Like the Fonz.
Yeah, like the Fonz.
Like a motorcycle jacket.
You're not
jacket?
Talking like an Averex.
Like a motorcycle jacket.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. You are so right.
Yeah.
You looked at yourself.
Yeah.
You're so right. That's right. You can't do that. You're right. I can't do it either, but you're right.
Right. We can't do it. Sean, you might be able to. If you took me and you erased my hard drive and it was just my face and my body and there was no, and you just put a different personality in there, maybe I could wear that jacket. But
If I got a haircut and I had a clean shaven face, I could do it probably.
Yeah, Sean could do it.
Yeah, you could do it. I don't have the personality to back up a motorcycle leather jacket.
I
can't wear anything that I would want to make fun of immediately. Like if someone's like, nice jacket, I'd be like, yeah, right. What a fucking joke, huh?
I'm wearing it. With the triangle. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the triangle and like
all the zippers. The sleeves where you're like, you're not sure if you should zip the sleeves.
You know what you could do is a leather bomber.
Yes.
Well, you could.
I have one. Well, I have, it's leather, I think leather sleeves. I also have a suede bomber that.
Nigga, I'm sorry. That was a bold statement. You know how many times I have thought about buying a suede bomber?
You would look dope in a suede bomber.
I know, but I gotta it's not the time.
No.
I don't have the expendable for it yet. I don't have the expendable
this
for
was
it.
This was a hand-me-down from one James Kimberly Corden.
There you go.
This is the only way I found myself inside of a suede bomber.
JTC.
It's like a light gray suede bomber. It feels like fucking butter. It's insane.
Suede bomber is the coldest shit of all time.
It's gray, and it's the most audacious thing I own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like it's somehow both of those things.
I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like a leather jacket, yes, but not that leather jacket. But when you see someone pulling it off, it looks fucking rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's shit. Yeah, you're right.
That's another thing. You throw a fucking hoodie under it.
Oh my God. Yeah, but you gotta be that, you gotta have that, like, you gotta have that move on you.
Sometimes a girl wearing that jacket too. That's a cool girl.
Girls are amazing in fucking motorcycle jacket. I mean, the girls are amazing in all the clothes because they're better than us. But like
Dana Schwartz wears a motorcycle jacket and she looks fucking awesome.
I was gonna say, I bet she's Dana's got one.
She's an author and she can pull that off.
Do you wear the bomber next to it though? Is that like what do you do when she pulls out the leather?
I don't know if she's ever worn it when we were together. I'm trying to think now.
That's not date. That's not a date jacket.
Maybe that's a bad sign. Maybe not only can I not wear it, she can't wear it when she's with me. Maybe that's how unleather jacket I am.
That's damn. How every woman I've ever had sex with feels about these Crocs.
Yeah. Those things are dank.
I've been getting
it's
a
the first
lot
thing I saw
heat.
When I went to your house.
I've been getting a lot of heat on the streets.
Comfy. Comfy.
Who's next?
Time for my next pick. My third pick. I'm going to take it. I love when other people wear it. Nick Nampe just wore one the other day when we went to the University of Oregon football game where they travailed over the UCLA Bruins.
Sure did.
And that item is a bucket hat.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I never even tried. I never even thought I could do it.
You never.
I have a couple even.
I tried bad. Yeah. I tried big.
It's astounding to me that you can't wear a bucket hat, that you think you can't wear a bucket hat. I feel like it's just you haven't found the right one yet, but I don't know.
Your body.
You're talking to David, right?
Your hips can't go wider than the bucket.
Oh, interesting.
Tell everybody you know. If that's your hips interesting. Go wider than that bucket, you look bad, boy. That's
what?
True. It's facts.
You think the bucket should be wider than your hips?
Yep.
That's like 2 feet.
It's literally most people who wear bucket hats.
But you're right in a way where you don't want it to be a profound, you don't want like thin bucket and then you're out here.
Yeah, it makes you look nuts. It's
okay.
It makes a bad contour. It makes a bad contour.
I think you
contour.
Can have like 3 or 4 inches of give one way or the other.
Yeah,
but you
can't be like, you can't have a bucket and then your hips blown out. You look insane.
It shouldn't look like the top of Mount Fuji.
Yep. You're my man. My man gets it. My man gets it.
No, I feel like, I mean, I've worn them as a joke, but I've never honestly wore a bucket hat.
It also seems to be like bucket hats don't hit in the colors that like a white guy would want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We get washed out by a lot of the bucket hat colors.
Yeah, like a yellow bucket hat hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
Not on me. You throw a yellow bucket hat on me and you're like, oi.
But like,
oh, no.
Yeah, like if we threw you in a yellow bucket and a Pacers jersey, you would look insane.
Unless it was Rick Smits.
Well, yeah, Rick Smits courtside with like knee braces
on. No, unless you were wearing a Rick Smits jersey and a yellow bucket, and somehow that makes it work, I think.
Yeah, dude, Flying Dutchman.
Low key, I think I could do that.
Yeah, you could you should absolutely wear a Rick Smits and a yellow bucket, dude. To your
I could
wedding.
Just dye my mustache blonde and go as Rick Smits one of these years for Halloween. Put a yellow bucket hat and be like Rick Smits at prom.
Thick Smits, dude.
No, that's good. A bucket hat for sure.
I want to befriend a fat Dutchman just so I can call him Thick Smits.
I want to befriend a fat Dutchman so I can call him Fat Dutchman.
I might call Matt Bronger Fat Dutchman next time I see him.
It's absolutely. On. It's on. Yep. It's already on.
Bucket hat. Yeah, and I have this bucket hat that I got from the Griffith Park Golf that's more of a golf hat that I'll wear every now and then on vacation. And then vacation, different rules.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For
you're
sure.
On vacation.
Oh, all the time. I might even wear a jersey like if I was in Mexico or something. Yeah. But yeah.
I come through with 2 pairs of underwear on vacation. Who knows what's going to happen?
Absolutely.
You're wearing underwear on vacation, huh?
I love you so
Take
much.
Take better
for
vacations,
saying that.
Man.
My man.
David, it's time for your second pick. Third pick.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Third pick, I am going to go. Silk shirt, I get too sweaty.
Ooh, yeah.
Man, I used to wear silk shirts, dude.
You Ooh, are the wear. Weirdest child You're, I've ever yeah. heard of.
I had like a Levi's silk shirt. Too.
Here's what I'm saying. Can I paint a picture? At some point, Sean Jordan had Jabot jeans.
Mm-hmm. I did.
A silk shirt.
I did.
A waterbed. Uh-huh. And he was 11.
Yep. You are... I wore the jabot. I had purple.
What did anybody at school think? Like, yo, this kid's trying to get pussy, I guess.
It's insane that all those things happened and they weren't in a guy's apartment, like a single guy's apartment.
That is after your wife leaves you accessories.
That is condo wear.
One of the outfits I had were Carl Kanai shoes, purple jabots, and a different color purple Levi's silk button-up that I used to wear tucked in. So two different kinds of purple with Carl Kanai shoes.
No wonder you like the Joker so much.
I didn't even know Levi's dabbled in silk.
I don't think they do anymore. I think it was a brief dalliance they had with the silk.
Like, that is team denim. You got them out of there, though.
There's a book about the CEO who approved that, and it's a cautionary tale.
It's like how they talk about Warren Littlefield in the SNL book.
Yeah. God, that's tight. He's just dating like a vegan or something. He's like, yeah, it's silk, you know, it's a stink, right? We're gonna do silk.
I think Levi's could turn the corner.
I can't do silk for a different reason, and it's my nipples are too sensitive.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I don't like nipping out in shirts.
Did you guys ever wear silk boxers? Because
no.
That was crazy.
That's what I figured out. I remember it specifically. Somebody, when I was in the fifth grade, somebody got me some silk Winnie the Pooh boxers.
My God.
And I wore them one day, and then at the end of the day, I took them off, and I was like, oh, this isn't.
Yeah.
This isn't a thing that
you
I
gotta
can.
You got to walk from class to class, and you're like, well, I guess I'm going to get a boner in between every class.
They're bunched and they're tight because of the sweat, and you're just like, oh, no. I ain't silky like that.
You were like Gandalf with the one true ring, dude. You just knew you could not be trusted with that power.
Yeah. I want none of you guys to think that I don't think I'm still sexy as hell. I just ain't got that silk boxer game. Same with silk sheets. I'm a big boy, man. This should get wet.
No, it's sticky. I don't like silk. Feels like flypaper.
Now, silk pajamas for an album cover shoot?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, none of us are going to rule that out.
I will rock silk for 87 minutes or less any day you need me to.
Yeah. Throw on some silk. Watch a couple episodes of The Simpsons.
But like for a night, I ain't got it.
It'd have to be so cold out.
It's a good call.
Yep.
Yeah, silk shirt.
Yo, it's Mars. I've hacked into this episode to let you know that we're going to be right back after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let you boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean Jordan, time for your third and then your fourth picks.
My third pick, you guys might argue this, but I do not look good in high-top shoes. I've wanted to wear high-top shoes my whole life. I look like an absolute...
No, you're
absolute,
right. You look terrible.
I look like an absolute moron. I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
What if you just put... What if you would just wear jeans and roll them over?
Also, I can't do that because then the jeans are thick at the bottom and they look so stupid.
Can I say something right now? My assistant, Johnny, we love him. He's here. He's been in the bathroom for like... 45 minutes.
Maybe he's jacking off.
I don't know.
Maybe he's having trouble jacking off.
Maybe he's trying to beat off
with two dinner plates or something and he doesn't know how to do it.
I think he's been in there since I was talking about scarves.
Maybe he struck a nerve.
No,
he bought you a scarf.
He's all buff. He'll be fine.
He's trying to jack it off. Trying to shove it down the toilet.
Hold on. I am going to check on him. Johnny, are you okay?
Yup.
I bet he's just looking at something on his phone and his legs fell asleep, and now he's waiting for them to come back.
Man, who you telling?
Yeah, dude. Who hasn't gotten a fucking...
Anyway, high tops. You need to feel like you look good, and I do not feel like I look good in high tops.
You couldn't throw on some Jordan 1s, dude?
Mm-mm.
That's a skate shoe.
Really?
Nope.
Jordan, what? Jay, what?
Nah. I can't look down and feel comfortable. I never have been able to.
Okay, I get it. I remember when Air Force Ones came back, how excited I was. I love a high top.
Yeah.
I want to, but I just can't do it. I can't look down.
I'm a cankle boy. I'm a cankle boy from way back, boy.
Yeah, I've always just worn like white shoes, like bright white shoes. Nurse shoes. That's what I like. It's weird.
A high top and a low short, dude.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I just can't do it.
All right. That's fair. What's your next one? Hit me with the next one.
I try. The next one, I tried for a while because when my dad died, he gave me one and I was like, all right, I'll wear it. And
it
didn't work. I wanted it to work as a chain. I can't wear a chain. I want to be able to wear a chain.
Really?
Can't you?
He didn't give me a chain. He gave me a necklace. Like
I think if you give me a weekend, I think if you let me fix your haircut, not fix.
If I had a chain right now, I look like a Jersey dude.
If you let me give you a haircut, I think I could put a chain on you clean.
I don't think
so. That's all I'm saying.
I put one of Ian's on one night at the Roost and I felt like I had boogers all over my face.
But that's not right because you have Madix hoodie energy. Like I think if you came with me to my African man, shout out to DJ, and you got a fade, I think
I'd look like a Marine.
No, shh. I think I could have you out here in a herringbone. I think that.
I have a herringbone. I'll bring a herringbone.
I think your hair's too long. I think you don't even. I don't. I think you don't know your chain potential. And I love you. I'm saying that as somebody who loves you. I don't think you know your chain potential.
All right.
As a chainman, I don't know that you.
Ian out here four deep.
I have been four deep. Yeah,
I've seen it.
Sometimes you got to.
You
fucking,
think I'm looking at it?
Sometimes you gotta let him know you got four chains.
Tell them.
Yeah, I don't feel safe with those back in the hotel room. I feel safe with them around my neck.
I put them on my neck just in case I have to get bailed out.
Yeah. I don't know that you can wear them. I don't know if you're an open shirt chain guy. I'll say that. But.
It'd be more of a t-shirt.
That's not the same as a chain, though.
That's a different thing.
That's not the same as a chain, though. Open, like, come on. One chain?
I think you would have to go, and maybe the juice isn't worth a squeeze for you. But and maybe this sounds insane, turtleneck chain jacket.
Yeah, 100%.
And then I think you would look great.
Shout out to Mel Cooks, my man.
You
my man,
think
my man showed up to the function the other day in a turtleneck and a chain, and it's all anybody could talk about.
Stop traffic. Stop traffic real quick. You both look at me. Look at me in the Zoom, and you tell me that I would look good in a turtleneck with a chain on it. You tell me that.
If you had shorter hair, yes.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking bananas.
And sunglasses? And the gold-rim sunglasses that match your gold chain?
I'd look like something, but I wouldn't look good.
People don't realize if you want to have jewelry, you got to have short hair.
I would look like a scumbag.
For men, you just have, you know, I think you just got to have shorter hair.
I look like a loan shark.
You got to let yourself live, dude.
I'm trying. Not like that, man. I don't think that's living for me.
Turtleneck chain? Jacket no over way. It?
No way. Turtleneck chain sounds like a bad nickname.
Also, nothing wrong with a loan shark. Shout out to my man, Isaac. You know what you're doing. Wah, wah.
Loan sharks can dress, dude. That's not the thing about loan sharks.
That's not why they went to jail.
It was never the criticism that they couldn't dress.
Exactly.
A chain. That's number four.
All right. Is it on me?
Right. Was that number four?
Yeah, that was number four. It is on you. It's your fourth pick, dude.
Oof.
I'm going to go to sleep tonight thinking about ways to get you in a chain. I already know that.
Yeah. You knew that waking up, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to sleep tonight thinking about ways to get out of that turtleneck.
All right.
We're going to have to cut you out, dude.
All right.
Like you fucking right, broke your leg skiing. Yeah.
All right. For me. You know what I'm going with? Oh, you know what? I ain't got the ankles for it. Rolled up pants.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big time.
Oh, sure.
I ain't got the ankles for it. And the way my pants fit, I just ain't got the, like rolled up pants, when you see them where they sit, like as Toscani does it a lot, where he sits and it goes real amazing. High.
And you can see the socks.
That ain't for me, bro. That ain't for me. Rolled up pants. Rolled
Zach
up
is
pants.
One of those where I'll see what Zach's wearing and I'm like, man, I wish I could look like that with that on. And it just never happens.
Well, that's also like, you know, oh.
I know build and everything. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I know I'm not built like Zach.
That's exactly what they want That's exactly what they make clothes for.
See, to rock a rolled up pant, your calves got to be Chile and mine are Brazil.
Yeah. No, and I got nice. I'm not downing my body. Like no. I have good feet to knee leg shit, but the way they roll them up, it just doesn't, it's too much space. It just doesn't look right on mine.
Your calves are too big for your ankle to pull that off. You can't have a juicy calf.
Exactly.
And pull up that roll up, dude. You just can't.
Yeah, I ain't got it.
And a juicy calf is something to be proud of.
Yeah, it's fine. I love my body because it's gotten me to, I love my body because it's walked me to the place where I could fucking be friends with y'all. Mm-hmm. But like, nah, that ain't for me. Rolled up pants.
Every time I do it, and it, like, I'm gonna tag on something to here because if someone was gonna pick it, I'm sorry, we'll just have to scramble for other stuff. But a boot cut jean, which is back now.
Nobody wants to wear a boot cut jean.
What are we doing?
But those are back. Like a boot cut, like a wide leg jean, is like back.
They look insane. Speaking of Entourage, they all wore boot cut jeans, and I'm like, you guys look like absolute dipshits.
Like a wider legged jean is like what people are wearing again now, and I just can't. Like,
it's crazy.
It feels
to me.
Too heavy around my ankle.
I worry about Entourage that you don't know that those guys are douchebags, Sean.
They are. I'm just saying, it's just on my mind. It's funny because I've been watching it again.
And when you say on, you're spelling it E-N.
It's N my mind. It's on my mind. Yeah.
But
yeah. Rolled up jeans. I feel
rolled
you.
Up rolled jeans. Up jeans are tough, dude. And they look great on the right person. Like a nice
rolled
cuff.
Up jeans and the Hells Angels, man. They're tough, you know?
Yeah. And then Ian, it's you and then the last one.
And then the last round. Yeah. All right.
We kept it fairly tight.
Yeah, we'll keep it tight.
I think we did a good job. Yeah. I also think this episode is hilarious. I really love talking to you guys. You're so funny.
Yeah, I missed you, dudes. Five stars.
Yeah, seriously, big time.
I get to see both of you in the next 2 weeks.
No, I'm sorry.
Marissa, cut
that. That's hey, Marissa, cut that David, out. Cut that out. That's a 1984 joke.
David
I'm
just
sorry.
Said air horns.
David's been listening to Entourage, too. All right.
But between us, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny. I have a haven't done anything but work since Tuesday. I literally have not done anything but work. I've been wake up, work, go to sleep. And like, I was like, oh, we got to do this podcast. But now I'm like, oh, I'm so glad we're doing this podcast. Every time.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But I was like stressed.
That's how you know it's good.
Because it's like you want to, I forget about like when we text about the podcast, I'll be on some like, oh, this is another work thing I got to do.
Yeah.
But then when we do it, I'm like, oh, I get to hang out with my friends. This is nice.
Yeah.
Like on paper, the podcast is like just like another, it's like another work thing. But then, yeah, like I said it twice, idiot. said the exact same thing, double down.
I love it.
It sounded so nice. You said it twice. There's nothing wrong with
Johnny,
that.
Johnny, come in here. Johnny's in here. Come see Johnny.
Does he have a prolapse rectum?
David, here's a fun thing you
could
say.
Look how buff he is.
I know, dude.
I got to get an unbuff assistant. I know,
dude. I touched his back, and my hand is still horny.
Johnny, you want to say something? Say hi to the people, Johnny.
What am I supposed to say to the people?
Do something good, Johnny.
I walk up. He asks if I have a prolapse rectum. You just say I need to get a more unbuff assistant. This just seems like a bad introduction.
Johnny's wearing something that I couldn't wear. I'll tell you that.
He's learning about show business.
We're just hearing from the prosecutor, not the defense. That's all I heard there. The defense rests, I guess.
Fair. God bless him. I love him.
I'll speak on behalf of Johnny. He's a lovely young man.
We're going to. I know.
We're winding up. Hats. And I don't know about this one. I
No, it's on mine. It's on mine, and I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not baseball or
hats.
Beanie.
No, we look great in those. We look great in
those. You have to go to a haberdashery.
A haberdashery to get this hat. And I'm not certain that I wouldn't look good, but.
Like a Jake Kroger, right?
It's so scary. It's so scary to get in.
It's the scariest thing in fashion
to me. It was on my shit. Hold on, let me show you my shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, there's one on there that you definitely can pull off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say in case you take it next. It's there's not a higher wire act than hats.
A hat that's not a hat. Because we're athleisure boys. We all grew up in the game. Mm-hmm. So a beanie or a hat.
A hat.
A hat.
Hat.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because like even if again, if you go ahead, Sean.
A hat.
Yeah.
A hat.
It's a hat is another thing where if you wipe my hard drive, maybe I could pull it off. But I'm
also Johnny loves it because his last name is Hat.
His last name's Hat?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's the best.
You can pull off a hat.
Of course he could pull off a hat. Look at him. He's perfect looking.
I just say, like, even if I had one on and if I looked good on paper, I would be so aware of my hat. But this, by the way, asterisk, subject to change.
You're right, though, because every time I've ever worn a hat, it's like all I can think about.
Yeah.
I've never,
all
like,
you think about.
Like, I see these white ladies with these Quaker hats, and I'm like, how is not the only thing that's in your brain right now?
Yeah. You're not just constantly thinking about like
I don't get it.
I'm wearing this hat? That's all I think about when I'm wearing a hat. I'm wearing this hat?
You're right. You're 100%.
I follow hat accounts on Instagram.
Yeah. Why not?
Just to be like, well, this guy's wearing a hat, but anyway, man, time for my final pick. It's a lightning round. And I'm gonna take sneakers with a suit.
Yep. I understand. Yep. I understand why you can't do it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Just not me.
My turn?
Yep.
Lightning round?
Yep.
Suspenders.
Okay. Okay, so the one you had I saw on your list was hella open buttons. Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
I love you guys.
You can.
With a chain in the taco meat?
Man, I love you guys.
And a silk shirt.
But what I'm saying is suspenders.
Okay, suspenders. Yep. Sean Jordan?
Sean, finish it.
A bubble goose. Tried.
Oh.
Always wanted to. Always thought I'd look dope. Like Mom Deep. Can't do it.
Of course you could, you idiot.
No,
you
I couldn't.
Beautiful man. Okay, all right.
They
Whatever.
Have different bubble goose.
Yeah,
I'm talking
yeah.
a big method
you want
man.
A big...
He wants a triple fat goose.
I want like
look
a
like
Raekwon.
A Michelin man.
Yeah.
Raekwon Rockaway. fucking Bubble Goose. Like,
watch big, these rap niggas get all up in your guts.
I stole a car.
Yeah, no, I
drove it around and then ditched it, Bubble Goose.
Put a bullet in your Bubble Goose. All right,
I understand. Ian, count us out.
That's the final pick. I went first. I took a hockey jersey. It's funny imagining this as an outfit.
Yeah, it is.
A hockey jersey, a leather jacket, a bucket hat, hats, and sneakers with a suit. David, you went second. You took a scarf, earring, silk shirt, rolled up pants and suspenders.
I'm Brian Tyree Henry.
Dude, you look awesome.
Sean, you went last and you took a basketball jersey, cargo pants, high tops, chain, and a Bubble Goose.
Mine would work in a video.
Mine would too. All of ours would work.
Both of you happened to just take a complete outfit. You didn't really. I took like two different kinds of hats.
I accidentally took an actual shit I could wear.
You took, Sean, you took an outfit that I can't believe you haven't worn.
You did as a child. All right, fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackity. Huge shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down. We love you so much. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Haji P. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shiklockity!
Damn.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.